You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo.
I won't let a label come and enterprise me. I ain't on the table, I ain't just a pie piece. So a 50 up, I ain't just a 5-piece. So my pinky up when I'm drinking my tea. Got my mind cleared when I'm doing Tai Chi. Why you guys here? Don't ruin my chi. Everybody live, got a really rowdy vibe. I got the evil, you give off a mini body vibe. Seen the fear of a child and then the kid inside his eyes. It's a national anthem for Sosa, everybody buys. He'll keep singing the song forever whenever that he dies. These rappers is clowns and they tearing up on Pennywise. And I beat off the fears and tears of those who already died. Motherfucker, this is South Park and you are Kenny Dye. Everybody losing, you can pick like any side. I'm that nigga with the Sammy here for Fetty anytime.
First of my kind and a brother like me. First of my kind and a brother like me. First of my kind and a brother like me. First of the mind that I learned in Tai Chi. Learn from the crimes and the murders I see. I learned from the mind of the early times.
Yeah, watch me creep the Jeep up. I'm the Jeep of keeper on the streets like I was Caesar.
DJ King Flo.
Walk around like piece of pizza. You a little reefer, I'm a pound of lousy. I was in the pizza on the lean like I was pizza. Chick that I was seeing had a European seat cut. Do we have a problem, motherfucker? You can speak. Up. Running laps around these rappers, they can't even see us. From the Iraq, he's not too shabby with the Rita. And the Afghani hash that we done had to fuck the streets up. I'm the leader of the newest, we the truest, I can see you do it. Teach you how we occupy the strip like we was Jewish. Nigga came afraid up from the sewers, turtle shells was cooler. Cause these shells are loaded in the tool and hit you in medulla. Nigga, we just came up from the underground like we was tulip. You will never see nobody school us, can't nobody fool us. It's a school of hard knocks, came with excellent prerequisites. And next to it, the spinning 20-inch rims on my Pegasus. You step to this and it'll be your Exodus at Festivus. And only on my old heads know about the reference. Bitch, I call my son Nas cause I fucking represent. And I watch every sunrise with all my eyes on every cent. All my guys are getting sent to your crib with a death wish. Put a horse's head up on your back cause you a dead fish. You don't wanna see me on the record getting reckless. Rolling through your block like I'm a tank of fucking septic. Though I'm dropping deuces every time I drop the best shit. Oh shit, this nigga like a tortoise on the toilet. Niggas know they can't afford it, but they always come with shortage. Yo, still I get them sorted. Yo, my mind is so distorted that I make them dance for it. Sam Sosa transported. Yo, let's get this jam started. Turn your man's a damn
Is it head or gut? Tell me when you get enough. Is it head or gut? You will never set us up.
DJ
is it head
or gut?
You can bring it 10-1. I wish y'all better luck. Y'all rappers dead or what? Now who's stepping up? Bring your order back and up. Now that you bring it up, we got a lot of weapons stuck. Lyrical monsters, check to see if you're dead or what.
Yeah,
I don't think you're dead enough. Is it head or gut?
First order of questioning, is it your day of reckoning? I brought the Tekken with me just for circumstances. Exergent, your Birkin bag is delicate. I robbed it for the hell of it. I'm the predicate felon. Catch me yelling at some welling kids. Selling bricks, best way that I could reap the benefits. My boys coming out the trenches, stenches reek of cannabis. You ignoramuses, you shouldn't have went against Samus. Just he'll butcher at the back of a human centipede eating asparagus. He makes you eat your shit, the piece of shit with such arrogance. There's no preparing kids for this sudden turn in the narrative. There's no comparing this like beats by beat chef or imperative. I'll turn your fucking paradise to 9/11 Fahrenheit, and I ain't talking about hijacking planes in the air at night. I'm talking about stepping on stage and fucking tearing mics. Better be prepared to fight this narrow-minded stereotype. Swear on life, he's paranoid, he's trying to repel some parasites.
Gunshot. Is it head or gut? Tell me when you get enough. Is it head or gut? You will never set us up. Is it head or gut? You can bring it 10-1. I'm wishing y'all better luck. Y'all rappers dead as fuck.
Yeah.
DJ King Flo.
Yo, when you get courted by kings, you know what I'm saying? You belong in the king's court.
Mixtape Addict.
You get courted. Start sitting courtside, you know what I'm saying? Stop sitting in that courtroom, you dig me? Hey, yo, vet.
Veterano.
Let's do some yard work.
Don't stop.
King's back. Make sure your foundation's straight, your ground stable. Everybody wanna be Arthur at the round table, yeah. Until they get found like they found Abel. Niggas ain't really outlaws, they just sound fatal. Make way for the ruler. Fuck riding with a shaman, I'm riding with a shooter. Hollow heads hitting me, scream hallelujah. Gave birth to a bunch of y'all, I'm the doula. I thought I'm my medulla, it gotta be worth a mule. Dog, you not a rider, I'll probably send a Uber. Still lying hearted and probably with a cougar. In my holy possession, I'm King Clovis II. Still holding my head, it's supposed to be 7. Still nobody better, get a load of your legend. Surpassed being royal, had to cut my grass before I dashed out the soil. It's local how fast get the pollo.
Off the scroll, the king came to world, lost his soul. Never worried, his story will all be told. Tall tales,
written on walls of gold.
Once there was a prince who rose out the hood. Well, the state what the hood told him he should. Staring down from the heights, he gets frightened. Made it to the top, time comes to life, yeah, yeah.
DJ King Flow.
Truck, squash your face like poached eggs. Cannibal dwarf, blow off your whole head. New Delhi mopeds, host the king. Big Don Vincenzo, white and cold red. Never sold nothing, no seeds, not even old legs. Even pussy, they call you hot tuna. I get the pounds from Aruba, cause we trying to maneuver. Down in Peter Lucas, locking blackouts, stay loyal to the sewer. Super covered Don Rickles, be the face of the shooter. Pushing that Malibu horse, killing Mitch with the inverted cross. Ruby brothers dipped in jars before they hit the corpse. I'm in a dashiki when they cut the cloth. Master Peak with Rex, they caught the sword off. Sold you some bad speed. Breaking doors off, pull out in the Corvette, that's what the war's for. Get awards for, corner store.
Now's that niggas is shooting back.
DJ
war
King
or something
Club.
I got the taste for. Out on bail, bigger gun than the one I got the case for.
Mixed
never can tell
it.
What I might do. I ain't nothing like you. I put my Dutch out on your Nike boots. Pull my nuts out on your wife in the mic booth. Then situate with her at the end of the night too. Those were the happy days. These the real years. Niggas is brain dead with shit bags and wheelchairs. For the record, I don't give a fuck who your team is. And you don't want it with me, cause I'm an extremist.
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
3.5 years, they catch you with a gat. All that mean now is that niggas is shooting back. War or something I got the taste for. Out on bail, bigger gun than the one I got the case for. Never can tell what I might do. I ain't nothing like you. I put my Dutch out on your Nike boots. Pull my nuts out on your wife in the mic booth. Then situate with her at the end of the night too. Those were the happy days, these the real years. Niggas is brain dead with shit bags and wheelchairs. For the record, I don't give a fuck with your team is, and you don't want it with me, cause I'm an extremist. Cause I'm an extremist. Give a fuck who your team is. Cause I'm an extremist.
I ain't come for props, I ain't come for thrones. I just came to bring my brothers back home. Inside alone, might turn to stone. I just came to bring my brothers back home. They called you radical, you're down here like an animal. They act like you don't got a soul in some kind of mechanical product they could just toss, just so they could stay bosses, just so we could stay lost until we're slaves to the source. They made me what I am, made you what you are, made us understand they could build us up then take shit from us, my man. Stay strong, rebuild, scars can't be healed. Scars just instill the will in ours of steel. Shawshank Redemption, stab them with utensils. Can't get a hold of those, try to look for pencils. Got a plan to get them, and the part you play is essential. Like when a sniper's taking out somebody presidential. Oracle, they're recording you. Life inside is horrible. Going back is what you can't afford to do. If you're with me, then I'll get you out tomorrow, dude. Watch your back, somebody might have followed you. Don't quit.
Cause I'm an extremist.
Why?
Give a fuck who your team is. Cause I'm an extremist.
Why?
I ain't come for props. DJ King Flow.
My ex-bitch feeling puzzled. Been a year since I fucked you. Shit in a name like we still a couple. It takes 6 figures to fill his duffel. Broke niggas will steal your bitch. A rich nigga will steal your hustle. I come from a hidden jungle. Can't afford to slip and fumble. When drug dealers and killers come through. Made my first million and still was humble. Then I made that million double. Can't say how I did it without building trouble. Niggas steal and niggas stumble. But we don't squill or mumble. My killers will have your crib filled with gun smoke. Caught cases, had to sit and rumble. I feel disgruntled, how niggas burn bridges like they could build a tunnel. Huh, the thing landed in Cincinnati. You see, I gladly took trips to Cali with a list of addies. When I'm hurting, I tell my workers to pinch the baggies. It's a process, turning the bird into chicken patties, huh? Stick to the book, we don't listen to crooks. Y'all taking pictures, but we the reason pictures is took. A head shot, you like a fish on a hook. A leg shot, he like 12 inches short, nigga, missing a foot. Trust.
Yeah. And then I had Toe to bring me two mangoes and an alkaline water.
Press. Yo. DJ King Flow.
Aguilar the Charm.
Mixtape Addict.
Scrape eggs in the T-bone steak moves. I do with the great stew. I'm not with the fake moves. From rap to the streets, yo, a whole lot of snake dudes. Expecting different results, making the same moves. In God we trust, monetize our visits. I wore Tim's in a blizzard, then rocking Italian lizards. Flow vicious, but the law made me in God's image. You can't argument the fact that I'm authentic. It really costs a dime, so you rather pay to live. Running out of precious time, dude, something gotta give. Prerogative, if you live in that prerogative, I know you dudes feeling yourself. I'm so not with it. Outside on the block with it, y'all doing a lot with it. Setting up shop, I'm just getting to the guac with it. Crack Kim Aguilar, cooking like the pot simmer. Eating off everything, even your pops dinner. Yeah. Mike B's on these cats like we the ones. Regardless of the rebels, yo, we the ones. Propane everywhere, yeah, we the ones. Y'all respect the call facts, we the ones.
Among us, it's here, giving you just what you wanted. Something different, cause that's what I promise. It's all known as the regular, it's up to take it up. Time to go amaze and astonish. As I promise, in thousands and hundreds, creativity and versatility and numbers. Crossing the line, you be punished. Cause I'm bringing that newness among us, it's here upon us.
I'm sick with the scribble, sick with the dribble, sick. Just a little liquid once it's mixed, so I could get like six sticks of licorice. With to be sufficient in the middle when it comes to this, yo, it's simple. Different, a little different, but I was different. With several dip shits, yo, they wish they could double up. I'm vicious with this, and I never stop. How to stick rich and chips in a metal pot when I'm cooking up. Me lock up blocks, me lock up streets, me kick up wide with soccer cleats from soccer leagues. So back up, please, me chop up beats, so shut up, please. Not a peep, yes, and I'm not gonna repeat. I'm sickened with this, stricken with this sickness. We spit this sickness, the kink don't exist. Feeling sickness consists of the ricks that I spit like four clips that were dead and shred a boy like wood. Rip it to shreds like I'm possessed. Who comfy test? Foot up like if me comfy rest. Anytime they come, me come refresh. When time the beat drop, the heat drop into the beat from my chest. Anytime I talk, new bits to start nibbling it off. Middle finger, cause I'm bigger than guitar. Singing like a wild, singing like a like a stingray in the pond. Baby, gun, it can't be recycled. My ring
is
done.
That's what you wanted. Something different, cause that's what I promised. It's all over the record. It's up to take it up. Time to go amaze and astonish. As I promised, in thousands and hundreds. Creativity and versatility and numbers. Cross any line, you be punished. Cause I'm bringing that newness among us. It's a good one, and you just what you wanted. Something different, cause that's what I promised. It's all over the record. It's up to take it up. Time to go amaze and astonish. As I promised, in thousands and hundreds. Creativity and versatility and numbers. Cross any line, you be punished. Cause I'm bringing that newness among us. Among us, among us, among us.
DJ King Flow.
Statements and my aim is the same, they both accurate. You ain't really known in the hood, you like asparagus. Might not understand all my bars, like cannabis. I make a hater's eyes turn red, like cannabis. Now you can either make these payments or suffer damages. Instead of paying off that debt, you buying bandages. We the black superheroes, they just regular sandwiches. Lot of mayo, no mustard. Pickles with no onions, a slice of cucumber. Y'all niggas is disgusting. Slow it down, stop rushing. I hate it like Britney Griner. Get it? Hate? Russian? Britney Griner? Never mind. Any curse you put on me, you can have it back. It was never mine. To begin with, got me highly offended. Big Blade, Bone Crusher. Is that take off a limb shit? Or I'm coming off the hip with the thing. Ben Grimm shit. Yeah. Yo, I'm not kidding.
Dog, I'm not playing.
Yo, kid, let's make it happen.
Okay, what's the play?
What's the play?
Kid.
Yo, I'm not kidding.
Dog, I'm not playing.
Yo, kid, let's make it happen.
Okay, what's the play?
But I ain't picking up the jack though. It's not my time yet, man. I got some work to do, man.
Mixtape addict.
Yo. Here's a couple things we gon' figure out. Is it really hating if a nigga doubt what you spittin' bout? There's a little drought in your content, bunch of nonsense for the comments and a little clout. What a concept, one con left in the game, right like the sickest out.
Yes.
Who the best? Go ahead, pick him out. Was it Jay when he took a different route? Was it Nas live at the barbecue? Was it B.I. sippin' Guinness stout? Was it Three Stacks, Scarface, maybe T.I. Two pickin' mouth? Is it common to have black thoughts about what was done when you did without? You can see I'm on a higher path, the best pick in the entire draft. Subtract all the sus rap, it don't add up, then apply the math.
Nah.
Plus that just explains if you gon' teach game, it requires class.
Teach.
Touch that hurricane, brainstorm pain, now you gotta buy a raft.
Wow.
Showboating gets overblown, I pen venom on mobile phones. I write cancer, it might transfer and then prey on your chromosomes.
Yes.
Tone loca, the vocal tone.
Uh-huh.
Eminem in his mobile home.
Yep.
The white answer, slight banter, but MJ wouldn't post Malone. You don't even know the half of it, I'm done stringing up the last puppet.
Yep.
Spill tea on a player, but I drive past jumping for the last bucket. You ain't even gotta ask of it. I'm volunteering like Pad Summit. Thought you'd see the last of it. I'm back here like a black mullet. Are you not entertained? Feel every drop full of pain. Put my heart in it. Them growth spurts brought scars with it. When those hurt get targeted, my soul search every part of it. Your flow's worse ain't as dark as this. My flow's cursed as a dark abyss. Pretty hard to miss.
Yes.
Fair warning. Up early. Everybody over here's mourning. Tears falling. So much worry that you can hear the Reaper here calling. But we're mourning. Just a couple niggas fighting over every square portion.
Yo.
I'm here often. Oracle to the streets, nigga.
Streets,
I'm
clear.
From the atomic waste deposit on the dark
DJ King Flow.
Magnetic energy causing brain damage and bringing
mixtape addict.
Hey, we in an interdimensional war, but I'm too busy smacking a whore, picking my scratch up off the floor, trying to snack some more to pay attention to them television actors. Republicans and Democrats divide and conquer tactics. Wanna kill a race war, homie, then stop talking about it. We all slaves to the system and there ain't no doubt about it. They see a dying man, take pictures and just crowd around it. Screaming world star, humanity should just be drowning out it. Technology now suck the soul straight from out our bodies. Everyone one trying to be famous and rich. My the Bugattis, I ride with my shotty. Cause you never know when funk jumping. And don't pull it if you ain't gon' pop it. Superstar dumping. Yeah, I got a problem with your bitch, may ego. Frontin' like Nino, but never laid your eyes on a kilo. And if you did and you pumping and you self snitching, I'm disgusted with the rap game, all the lies and fiction. You wanna die in a privatized prison? I highly doubt it, so best to keep your mind on your diction.
The government
Jurassic 5 over Jackson 5. Hustle when I shuffle flows. Beautiful mind, Russell Crowe. A month ago, they had my frontal lobes on the front of Vogue. They dream of gaining access to see the chain reaction of my brain synapses when I'm waking, when my brain relaxes. Paid by hat brands to have ads ran. Telling rap fans that caps can't have their mind like my CAT scan. In every era, tell them there's never an error spelling. New colleges, neurologists asking me to sell them my cerebellum. Heeded warnings from the FDA and CDC to nod into a Stu Banger's beat will give you CTE. My saliva lava, studied by the blogs and vloggers. Get my school an alma mater, my medulla oblongata.
It ain't a game. It ain't a game. It's the life.
You should understand that I ain't really fucking around.
It ain't a game. It ain't a game. It's the life.
Just who we are.
DJ King Flow.
I love her, I never losing the love for her. I love her, I never losing the love for her. I love her, I never losing the love for her. I love her, I never losing the love for her. That mother love, yeah, I'm trying to get that hug back, back. I lost my mama love, shit, that made me so sad. I'm on a mission now, I'm traveling like a nomad, man. Strong queen on the team, and I'm so glad. She said, boy, you look too young to be a granddad. Overstand my ways and never get mad. Organize the structure so we grandstand. Who put this shit together, man, with the plan? And the trap kicking like it's Van Damme. It's gas mask, but they call me Amsterdam. Get in tune, get up with the program. Sit down, take notes, cause this ain't a scam. So you can get more intellectual. And while you there, go ahead, roll up a vegetable. Go, sir, sit back while this nigga count these decibels. I conduct myself well around professionals. You don't got no class, you dropped out with no principles.
Used to sell the physical, now I sell digital.
Used to be a shithead, now I can get biblical. Too many odd questions, now I'm getting sick of you. When friends Intel connect, we getting hella views. Google makes tape addicts, we got interviews. Niggas been lit, give a fuck if you pick or choose. That mother love, yeah, I'm trying to get that hug back, back. I lost my mama love, shit, that made me so sad. I'm on a mission now, I'm traveling like a nomad. Strong queen on the team, and I'm so glad.
I got this shit up in a smash, got it in a smash. I know they wish I finished last, but a nigga passed. Yeah, I'm laughing at your ass, the music's trash. Frank Lucas with the stash, never won to brag. Your flows are living in the past when I was in class. I was rapping like now, word to Bobby Brown. It's my prerogative, I got a lot to give. They stop and watch the kid, type astonishing. Pop, a lot of niggas dead cause they don't wanna live. I got the city on my soul, New York back up in this bitch. What's the excuse now to hear the sound? You can tell I really do this, how I move around. They act like they never knew it, but I bet they know it now. They had the chance to get this paper with me, but they blew it. Wow, how? fumbled before the touchdown. Sporowski's in the boulevard, but different type of bust down. I heard it, it was over, getting publishing or freestyles. Niggas better catch up or relish how I wear my crown. It's time for them to fess up. You never had it in you, pal. These niggas play the dresser.
Y'all be asking me like, "Pro, how you underground and rocking shows all over the globe? They throwing me roses, I broke and then I've stolen the coast.
Stone
cold, but y'all cooking ain't dope. They stove cold, plus we invited y'all to fight and y'all niggas was no shows at the Airbnb in Paris. During the French fries, eating mussels and French fries. We don't gotta invent lies. We pen our lives and penalize cash for trying. Rap historians already writing books to analyze my triumphs. My science is deep tissue, the opposite is superficial. Dropping natty, ready to pull up on whoever got an issue. So speak up now and hold your peace. The golden sheik words reverberate a long way like Prigozhin's speech. We blaze the toast for the beef. I'd rather play low key. Y'all loud for nothing, couldn't perceive what I'm able to see. I got chicks that are shooters and they faithful to me. Dropping heat consistently, these fans is grateful to me. I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back with Gone. They tagging my name on the walls with spectacular fonts. Survived shootouts in DC, a daily occurrence. Back in the day and nowadays, the rhymes paying deferment. Changed my settings to suburban in a farm with a blonde. No longer Parmesan drunk. Now I'm charming and calm. They talk shit up front, like I let him slide like Adam Silver, only to throw boomerangs back at you bastards that'll kill you. That's Ferragamo memorabilia.
Y'all, I don't listen to naysayers. I run in and out of the pocket like bass players. These fake shed snake layers. I'm state mayor, Bayer after whiskey shots. This is upper echelon hip hop. Velvet rope tied up with a slip knot. Napoleon and God treaching Vin Rock. Young Chris Mullen like I don't miss shots. These kids stop. I don't fuck with novices. Kittens never rub with hippopotamuses. Mind state dominance. This is opulent prominence. Mixed with competent confidence. Happy profit of rocket and start an empire like Ottomans. Puffing parliaments down to the bottom and keeping my visions bottled in. Like I don't hold the throttle in. Damn. And look to where it took me now. Fuck my foes, broke telescopes like y'all ain't never looked out. Took doubt, turned into a masterpiece. Pass the peace to resurrect the underground from half deceased. Peace.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Yes sir, yo, it's King Flow, the Mixtape Addict. Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show once again. And today we're connecting the dots, not from France to the US, but from France to Canada with the homie Dialect Sosa. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. Good, man. Glad to be here, brother.
Yeah, we here, man. We here. We're going to talk some hip-hop shit. But you know the tradition in the show. I have to ask you, man. That's the tradition out there. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Ooh, I got to say King Flo.
I appreciate the love, bro, but I'm going to need some more names, man.
But I'm gonna say DJ Premier is definitely my top guy, top influences, you know what I mean, for beats, for just all-time, one of the all-time greats, man.
Yeah, for sure. And why especially Primo? Like, you know, what song, like what's your favorite track or something that really blew your mind when you heard it?
Man, Gangstar everything, basically. But, like, I mean, Tons of Guns. that's one of my top joints by Gangstar. Royalty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all the classics, man. I love everything Primo's done from day one till now, even. You know, everything he's doing now.
Legendary guy, man. On the beats, also on the radio shows. He did a few mixtapes, too. And I heard he's going to work on he's going to drop an album with Ransom at the end of this month. So,
yeah,
I can't wait to hear that, you know?
Yeah, man, it's going to be crazy. One of my dreams one day is to get DJ Premier to play one of my songs on, like, Shade 45 or wherever he's running, you know? That would be a dream come true, man.
I don't think it's something that's, like, impossible. You can, you know, it can happen. I know some dudes that had their songs played on his show, and also like Static Selector or Rappers Out of Control, those legendary shows. So, you know, with the music that you do, quality music, it's something that's not impossible. You know, I think you can make that happen real soon, my guy.
Yeah, man. Yo, shout out to Jay Roberts, man. He's a guy that inspired me. He's a Toronto artist that I recently, it's happened. He's had it happen before, but he got DJ Premier to drop a few of his joints on the radio on Shade 45, I think it was. So when I see guys like that from Toronto, you know what I mean, making dreams come true, it makes me, you know what I mean, want to. It gives me more motivation, you know, like it's possible for Canadians to do things like that, man.
Of course, man. It don't have to, nothing to do with the place that you're from or whatever. It's just about the music, the content, the stuff that you're saying in your music. You know, if it touches your soul, it don't matter if you're in France or in Canada or in South Africa or whatever. Yep. You know what I mean? We're all human. So when you hear something that touches your heart, that makes you be like, oh shit, what did he just say? Let me rewind that.
Yeah.
No, you made the job, bro. You made it correctly. You know what I mean?
Thanks, man. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. And tell the people about the hip hop scene out there in Toronto, you know, because, you know, some people in Europe may not be aware of what's going on out there. So how is it? How's the hip hop scene out there, bro?
Oh, well, yeah, man. I'm actually from Niagara. Like, I got to claim Niagara because that's where I really grew up. I mean, I did live in Toronto, the Toronto area for a while as a kid, but where I really came into my own in hip hop music was when I was in Niagara region. And, you know, Niagara is really close to the States, right? Like much closer than Toronto. We're right across the border from Buffalo, New York, yeah. Right? So we get a lot of our influences from the New York scene. More so than the Toronto scene, really. So you could tell there's like a slight difference in the Toronto scene to the Niagara scene. I know that it's much more influenced by the East Coast, like 90s era, golden era hip hop. So that's what I grew up on, man. So the scene is really like. It's really like a underground feel, but they got like aspirations for commercial success. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So that's the vibe I get from the scene. I mean, just last night though, like Toronto and Niagara is very, very meshed in together and in that way. Like just last night, I just did a show opening for Choc Lair.
I was about to say the name.
yeah, man. He's a Toronto legend, right? And it was like an honor to bless the stage before that man last night, you know? And like he came down right to Niagara. They don't do shows in Niagara much, artists of his stature, but he made it down there, man, and blessed us all with like great show last night. It was a good time.
Yeah, that gives you even more motivation, you know, to be able to make some moves like that and connect with the legends. Because
exactly.
If people are not aware of what's going on, you know, in Canada, me, I'm out there in France, and when I heard when I hear hip hop from Canada, I always hear some authentic stuff, you know, like Choclair, Socrates,
yeah,
Danielson also is super
hell
dope.
Yeah.
And are you far from Quebec?
From Quebec. Where are we at? Where I guess we're closer than 10-hour drive, about a 10-hour drive.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So
did you parle français or not?
Nah, yeah, I can't speak French even though they taught us in school. But I guess I skipped classes a lot when I was in high school.
It's all so good, man.
I missed out on like learning French. I wish I could have, man, because it would help me a lot if I got to go out to Montreal and do a little tour and stop off in Montreal. You know, it's like much easier to get by out there if you can speak the Quebecois, you know.
For sure. And they got some dope artists out there in Quebec. So I don't know if you heard about Connaisseur Ticazo.
No.
He's an Asian dude, you know, he lives in Montreal, you know, he's doing some real boom bap shit, like legend.
Okay.
One of the illest. I'll send you some music.
Please do.
He raps in French, but sometimes he uses English words in his rap. Super dope.
Yeah, man. Sometimes it don't matter what language you're rapping in. I like guys, there's an artist I like from the Ukraine. He's a producer / artist. Like I can't understand a word he's saying, but I feel it, man. It's like, it's boom bap. It's underground. It's like 90s. It's right up my alley of the way I came up in music and all that. And they keep it like really underground over there. And like Europe's got some crazy, crazy like hip hop music, man. Like a lot of stuff from the golden era. You know what I mean? And they really live it out there. You know, it's hip hop's a lifestyle.
Oh,
you know,
sure, man. You see trains, you know, bomb, you know, graffiti on it. You know what I mean? You see murals, kind of like New York. You know what I mean? Like you still see those type of stuff. And we have a huge underground scene, and And I always tell that in my interviews, but when I interviewed Master Ace and Marco Polo, like I think it was like 2 years ago in Paris, they told me something that blew my mind. They say, if we perform in Europe, we get sold out shows. And in our home country, sometimes, you know, it's only a few people showing. So
yeah, man,
it's crazy.
They
man.
Really support hip hop out there. You're like, for real, for real. I get a lot of love from people in the UK and France and Brazil and, you know, Germany is a big one, you know. I got more love from there sometimes than in Canada, you know. so they really support the hip hop artists, man, on the come up and everything.
For sure, I think they respect authenticity. Even sometimes if they don't understand 100% of the lyrics, they can feel it. They feel the energy. They listen to the flow, the type of beat, you know. We like authentic stuff out there, man.
Same way I feel about them, man. If I can't understand it all, I still feel it. Like, you know, shout out Coolia Beats, by the way, man. A Ukrainian dude, amazing producer that I've been rocking with.
Hey, shout out to everybody out there, like, keeping hip-hop culture alive, you know. We need that, especially in this crazy world that we live in. But I think, you know, we're coming back to authenticity. Like from 2010 until like 2020 or 2019, there was a lot of bullshit because everybody was trying to follow a wave, follow a trend.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, I take that for example all the time, but we've seen Griselda, you know, Benny the Butcher, West Side Gun. They kind of brought back that energy into the game and show people that you don't need to do the commercial bullshit to be on top of the game, man.
Yeah, man. I feel the same way. I love that. I love the whole energy that they're bringing into the game now, man. It's different. It's like, it's real raw rap, like real emotion, real, you know what I mean? That energy they're bringing is taking over the game. And I like that. I like the way it's going now. You know what I mean? When people look to that as what to, you know, what's commercial success is somebody like that, I'm happy with that, man. You know,
man, me too. You know, it give us motivation and faith also, you know, like, especially for us, you know, boom bap heads, you know, throughout the years we've seen hip-hop go down, go back up, you know? Seeing those guys that give you the strength to keep going and say that, man, it's not impossible with the music that I do, as long as I keep it real, authentic, and I touch people's soul. Anything is possible.
And they're right across the water from us, bro. Right across the falls. You know, Buffalo's right there. So I feel really close. We feel proud of them when we see them on top, man. We're like, oh, those are our people right there, you know?
It's just a border separating you from those guys, but that don't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a line on the map, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Facts.
Hell yeah. And let's go back in time, man. Like, what made you fall in love with hip-hop? And at what age?
Oh, wow. Age, I was probably like 8 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I lived in like the Toronto, Greater Toronto area. I had a friend of mine who's a Palestinian dude. And him and his brother used to show me Boot Camp Click tapes. Like, we had cassette tapes. Back then, you know, we couldn't afford CDs. So we would always buy the cassette tapes for $12 or whatever from, you know, sometimes have to get your mom to buy them for you.
You know what I mean? I know that.
Yeah, like I had to get my mom to buy the Slim Shady LP for me when it came out. I was only like 10 years old. She was not happy when she heard it, but on the car ride back, she was like, what did I just buy you, yo? You know, but that's how it all started, man. Like Boot Camp Click, Gangstar is one of the first. This is some of the first hip hop music I ever heard. Like I'm an immigrant from Sudan, East Africa. All right. So I came to Canada when I was 6-7 years old. Within a couple of years, I ran into hip hop music and I barely knew English yet. Okay. You know, keep that in mind. I barely knew English, but I fell in love with this this art form that was, you know, mainly in English, you know. Okay. And Gangstar, Boot Camp Click, Wu-Tang. I remember, like, these are the first tapes I ever bought, the RZA hits by Wu-Tang. You know, Gangstar's double disc that they dropped, the full clip joint, you know. Of course, like OGC, Black Moon is like my favorite group of all time. Black Moon, Buckshot was my favorite rapper of all time for like the longest time, man. You know, from when I like learned about hip hop, everything about Black Moon Enter the Stage, that was like my theme song, walking through school and shit. You know what I mean? My headphones on, the backpack on, and I started writing my own raps, man. You know, it started off like I would copy rappers, like I would want to learn their lyrics. So I would learn Method Man's lyrics, his verse on the Wu-Tang joint, or I'd learn the entire Protect Your Neck, each guy's verse, and I would master it perfectly, you know? So it all starts from just kind of trying to emulate these guys that you look up to, right? And I don't remember when it was, maybe a couple years in of just like learning these guys' lyrics so hard that I would write down their lyrics and like want to, you know what I mean, master the way they say it and everything. And I think around like 10 years old, that's me and my boy, my homie from Ahmed Elashi from Palestine. Shout out Ahmed. Him and his brother put me onto hip hop. Like, we started writing our own raps and we came up with our own little, you know, we had like a little crew that we made. We used to break dance. We used to graffiti bomb. We used to like do everything. We had all the elements, man, at such a young age. So it became who I am. Yep, like, yep. There's no way around that. It became everything that I was as a person was hip hop. Everything I learned, I didn't have
Maybe that's how you also learn how to speak English, because that was the case for me, you know, out there in France. Yeah. I used to do hip hop albums, you know, listen to it again and again. So I get the accent, I get the right words, you know.
Yeah man. I mean, as you can see, like I speak English well, right? I don't have my accent no more. I lost all that. That's probably because of hip hop music, man. I mean, I feel like I almost like mastered the language of English, and I didn't do it from school, bro. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
what I
paid attention more in hip hop than I did in school. I studied hip hop more than I did in school. You know, I would like study the RZA, the Wu-Tang album, and like the Raekwon Only Built for Cuban Links, and like the way they would say things, and like, you know what I mean. I learned. That's what taught me how to behave, how to have passion for anything, you know what I mean? How to speak with passion and like and put it into an art form. And this is like, I fell in love with art after that, you know. It's very young age, so
dope. So it's been in your blood for a while, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
And what
it's
made
not just
you...
the rap music, it's everything, bro. Like I love graffiti. Yeah. I love just like art in general. Like I'm a big fan of abstract art and like poetry and like, you know what I mean? Spoken word. Just the beat making, like production is a huge, huge thing for me. I love these things like more than anything else in the world, man. Hip hop is life to me. That's it.
Yeah, rap talk, man. It's like when you get into this hip hop culture, it's in you forever. You know, you cannot really leave that. Even when you feel like quitting and stuff, you cannot quit, you know, because if you're just like you and me, you know, we started at a young age. So when you start at a young age like that, it had such a big influence on your life.
Yeah.
It's forever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never change, bro. It's too late now. I ain't going to grow out of hip hop, bro. I'm going to be doing this till I'm 50, 60, 70. I don't care. Like, I'll still be doing it for me, you know, just
for sure,
therapeutic. And it's what I am. It's who I am. So I've accepted that a long time ago, that this is who I am for the rest of my life, man. It's hip hop.
You're right. It's a therapy. And, you know, I like to see guys like, you know, like the Clips, like Nas, Havoc, you know, with that new Mobb Deep album. Guys, they're all over 50 years old and still dropping classic shit.
Top of their game. The top of their game, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't even alive and they're at the top of their game. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah, it's crazy, man. And what made you want to take it seriously? You know, like after, you know, hanging out with your homies doing graffiti and all that, what made you want to start as a professional career, you know what I'm saying, like rap for real, make some money, you know, rock some stage, you know what I mean? What made you want to do that?
I'd say once I realized like that I had a talent for it. I mean, the breakdancing was cool, it was dope. We, you know, I learned some tricks and so, you know what I mean. But it wasn't what I was really, really good at, right? So you find where you fit in this hip hop culture. You know, I could have easily been a graffiti artist. I could have easily been that. But you know what? Where I found was my way with words and my way with flow. You know, this is where it attracted me the most, man. It's what I realized I was best at in the world. Like, there's nothing else. I'll just be straight up. Like, there's nothing else in the world that I'm this good at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Nothing else in the world that I'm this passionate about. I could spend, you know, I just found that it was something I could spend all my time on and never get too busy or sidetracked. And I would put so much effort into everything I did, the way that I would word things, the way that I would say something. So it became like I just got extensively better and better and better and better at that specific art form in hip hop. So when I started actually making songs, I think I met a friend right around high school. Yeah, like I was 14 years old. I met a homeboy that had a beat machine at home. He had a mic, he had a setup, and he loved hip hop too. And we just started working, man. He loved making beats and I loved rapping. So we just formed a little group and we started doing it and we, you know, made some noise and locally started getting shows, and eventually it turned into like a whole band. I made a live band, bro, like The Roots. Like I had like a 9-piece band, you know, and wow. I was like 17, 18 years old. Wow. And yeah, we had like a trumpet player, a trombone player, a keyboard player, a DJ, two electric guitars and a bass guitar, and just me on the mic.
Wow, and then
my homeboy jumped in on the mic too later on. So we had a huge band, and that really caught a lot of traction, and that made me feel like, wow, I can actually do this. You know, I think we're good enough to actually, like, you know, aspire to be great at this, and it just never stopped from then on, man. I just always like plugged away at it and just kept perfecting my craft and working on it.
Mm-hmm. It's such a super dope experience, you know, to be able to write with a live band. And not only for you, but also for the people in the audience. You know, like, it's something different, man, when you have real musicians with you.
Yeah.
Especially, you say, the 9-piece, man, that's a lot of people, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It had to be amazing for the people to see and to hear, you know. And maybe those people your performances are in their memories forever, you know, after that, bro.
Yeah.
It's something you don't forget, you know.
One thing I could say is that really took me off, like, that really made me feel like I should keep doing music, is when I had a friend who knew A+ from Souls of Mischief.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to somehow this friend of mine hooked it up so we can go out to New York and meet Souls of Mischief, meet A+, and like record a song that we did with that we had him feature on. And that was like, he hooked it up for me. And A+ called us when we're on the airport on the way home from New York. And he called us and he's like, yo, your boy Sosa's verse is crazy. I'm gonna go back in the booth and really right now. Like, you know, he was so when I heard that, like, one of my like idols, you know, I mean, A+ is like an idol to me, man. Like, Souls of Mischief, like, I learned a lot of my style from these guys. So when somebody like that says to me, you're doing good, keep going, that really gave me the confidence of being like, this is what I want to do.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it was an amazing experience, and it really changed my whole perspective on what I want to do with my life. And just like, just something simple as that, as him saying, hey man, good verse.
Like, yeah, bro.
You know?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for your motivation, man. It keeps you going, and especially if you had to rewrite this verse after hearing yours. You know, that's the best compliment ever, right there.
Yeah. I think that's what he said. I don't want to quote it. It was like 20 years ago, but yeah, he was like, "Yo, I'm really write my shit now. Like, your verse is tight, man. I gotta go step it up."
That's dope, man. That's dope. Real good memories right there, bro.
Yeah, man, that's something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. That was something that was like a pivotal moment for me, man, as an MC.
Yep. And we've talked about, you know, your past experiences and how you started into hip hop. But what's coming for you right now? I know you dropped an album this year, if I'm not mistaken. So tell people about that, man.
Yeah, I dropped an album in February called Ultraviolence, Decline of a Beautiful Mind. I think you played a couple of my songs, or maybe more than a couple, on your radio show. You really showed a lot of support at that time, and I was just an artist out of nowhere. I mean, really, I've been doing music for so long, but nobody outside of, you know, Niagara or Toronto heard of me, right? And I appreciate that, by the way, like that there's DJs like you out there who really just don't matter how much clout you have, how much followers you have, how much views or streams. When you hear something dope, you actually just rep it and you support it, man. And I want to thank you for that, bro. I commend you for that.
You're welcome, bro. You know, I support good music, man. You know, sometimes I have dudes on Instagram that maybe like have 100 followers, but they send me some bangers and I play them, you know, because it's hot, bro. You know what I'm saying? I remember... I think it was a song called Running that you made.
Yeah.
I played that song over and over and over because, you know, it's a banger to me. I like the tempo, so it was like a fast tempo track.
Yeah. It's just nonstop machine gun rap on that one. I don't even do a hook or nothing. It's just like start to finish, 3 minutes of just raw rap. I just wanted to come in with a bang, you know what I mean? To get aside from that, Ultraviolence was in February. I just dropped an album like last week. Now that's what I would love to talk about. No, it's called 3035, A Space Odyssey. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm a big fan of Stanley Kubrick and I'm a big fan of film as well as you know, music. You know, I love visual art as well. So my last album, Ultraviolence, was kind of based on one of my favorite movies by Stanley Kubrick, you know what I mean? Clockwork Orange. Yeah. So I themed the whole album behind that film. And then I moved to this album. I kind of did it again with a Stanley Kubrick movie again. Another one of my favorites called 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, classic.
And I also, at the same time, took from one of my favorite albums of all time, Deltron 3030. I took some things from my favorite pieces of art that inspired me to do this this album, you know. So I called it 3035, A Space Odyssey. It's just something that I've always I'm really into, like outer space stuff and astronomy and
me too
yeah learning about the stars and extraterrestrial presence and then you know the fact that that's existent and most of us shy away from it or don't really talk about it or you know what I mean. These are things that really always are on my mind just as an artist. I'm like, I want to express myself somehow and talk about these things. And that's what I did with this album, man. I made the whole theme about me and how I feel just in general as a bit of an outcast in hip hop, you know, because I'm a little different or I walk and talk a little different than most rappers I show a little bit of vulnerability on tracks, like a little bit more on this album. So I feel like an outcast who's like looking to outer space to find home. You know what I mean? Because I don't feel at home where I am. It's a nice story. It's like a concept album, and it was very risky to do it. You know, it was a little different than what people are used to from me at this point, right? From my first album, where I came with a lot of boom bap heavy, you know, like machine gun rap, like I would call it, you know?
Yeah. It's dope that you took a risk to try something different. You know, that's what the audience want to hear too. They want to hear artists taking risks, talk about different subjects. Like you say, you know, going, you know, looking at the stars, looking at the sky. It's something that our ancestors used to do, man, and we still do it. And I was just talking about that with a friend last night, looking at the stars. That I said, man, when you look at stuff like that, it makes you humble, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, bro. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I feel you. I feel like as humans, we're human beings are very, we're still a little bit primitive. And as a civilization, we're really young. Mm-hmm. In the grand scheme of things. So I look at the big picture of things a lot, right? Yep. I don't just look at what's in front of me. I try to look at what's behind it and what caused it and why it's there. And what, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to get too deep into that stuff, but I just want to say a civilization that's like really the youngest civilization there is human beings. But we feel like we know it all already. We don't, you know, there's so much more out there. There's so much more outside of Niagara. There's so much more outside of Canada. There's so much of the world to see. But then what's outside of that? There's a lot more out there, man. You know what I mean? That we don't know about. And that's like what I try to explore my feelings and thoughts on that. And like what's going on in the galactic universe and just something that's a little bit outside of the everyday thinking. You know, I feel like it's outside of that box that we're all in, like just like, you know, this world, war, poverty, rich versus poor, this and that. There's things outside of all that, man. Yeah. You know,
I think people should think as a unified people instead of making difference with skin colors or political views or, you know, let's not forget that we all on the same planet in the middle of fucking nowhere, bro.
Exactly, man. check the album, my man. This is exactly what I'm like kind of going into on the whole album. I'm just like, why is there war? Why is there racism? Why is there classism? Why is there all this? We're all the same and we're all just as immature in our certain time of time and space right now. We still have a lot to learn together. You know what I'm saying? So these things really confused me growing up when I ran into things like racism and classism and just like people treating each other differently over things like skin color or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Language or anything. This is something that confused me growing up. I never really understood the concept of racism. It just like boggled my mind. Yeah. I was like, why? We're all the same. You know, we don't like, you know, that's something that's addressed heavily on this album, man. And that's just, it's right from the beginning. You'll see that, you know what I mean? It's a story of my inner thoughts and everything that I've always been growing up thinking. Yeah, I just finally got to get it out somewhere and express myself in that form. And I love that I was able to do that through hip hop.
Yeah, man, and it's dope. Like I say, that you're trying new things, you know, different subject. And also one thing that's really important is that you're bringing knowledge to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of hip hop artists, well, not only hip hop artists, but a lot of artists, you know, in general, they forgot about that, giving out the knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can think bigger and think outside the box instead of hearing the same subjects all over and over.
You know,
get tired of that, man. So that's super dope from you, man. I appreciate the fact that you tried new things. You know, me as an artist too, I respect that, you know, 100%, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that, man. I thought that it might be tough for the hip hop heads to like get it. At first, I was like, maybe they're not going to really vibe with this concept or the subject matter, you know? But I think just from what I've seen so far, it's only been a week since the release. I think the hip hop heads are getting it, like they're appreciating the risk. You know what I mean? And they see that hip hop is experimentation, and risk taking, and it's you know what I mean. These are things that build a good foundation for something fresh, a breath of fresh air when you're listening to a new artist. So I hope that people check out this album and appreciate what I was trying to do on it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So everybody that's listening right now to the Mixtape Addict Show, make sure you go check out the new album from Dialect Sosa. You know, that real hip-hop coming from Canada. Man, that's how we do it. Worldwide shit. And make sure you send me the MP3 so I can put them in the show and let the people know, man.
I got you.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
And do you have any last words, man, for your fans and supporters all across the globe?
Yo, hip-hop lives on, man. We here. Don't matter what country we in, don't matter what skin color we are, don't matter what language we speak, hip hop is here and hip hop lives on and it'll never die, man.
Yeah.
We always here. As long as we got people like DJ King Flo and the Mixtape Addict Show.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Thunderground Radio. Shout out to Rap Olympus Media. Everybody that supported this album, man. I just want to say thank you and bless up, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate your time. It was a pleasure to have you on, you know, talk about some different stuff, man. It was a super cool interview. You know, I wish you nothing but the best, man. And whenever I come to Canada, I'm going to link up with you. We're going to make some moves, bro.
Hell yeah. Let's do it, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
No doubt, my G. Take care, man. Peace.
You too. Peace, bro.